Reading today God's Word, Psalm chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in him. This is God's Word, Psalm chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. And now devotional thought from the book Heart of Flame. Daily readings from Calvin on the Psalms, and published by PNR. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. The Father will deny nothing to his Son which relates to the extension of his kingdom to the uttermost parts of the earth. Christ collects the dispersed remnants of his people from all quarters, and keeps them joined together by the sacred bond of faith, so that not one corner only, but the whole world, is subjected to his authority. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. David does not even spare kings or rulers themselves, who seem unrestrained by laws and exempted from ordinary rules. Much more does his exhortation apply to the common class of men, in order that all, from the highest to the lowest, may humble themselves before God. A speedy repentance is necessary, since they will not always be favored with the like opportunity. David says, "Be wise." The beginning of true wisdom is when a man lays aside his pride and submits himself to the authority of Christ, and serves him with fear. This service is not grievous, but pleasant and desirable, since it furnishes matter of true gladness. The only true and salutary joy is that which arises from resting in the fear and reverence of God. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way. Since it is the will of God to reign by the hand of his Son, and since he has engraven on his person the marks and insignia of his own glory, the proper proof of our obedience and piety towards him is reverently to embrace his Son, whom he has appointed king over us. The term kiss refers to the solemn token or sign of honor which subjects are accustomed to yield to their sovereigns. God is defrauded of his honor if he is not served in Christ. The ungodly is warned that the wrath of God will cut them off when they think themselves to be only in the middle of their race. But David, in the end, encourages God's faithful and devout servants to entertain good hope by setting forth the sweetness of his grace, as believers might have applied the severity of which he makes mention. He opens to them a sanctuary of hope, where they may flee in order not to be overwhelmed by the terror of God's wrath. Devotional thought today from the book entitled Heart of Flame. Daily readings from Calvin on the Psalms.